in order to get somebody appointed to go after the president when it's very clear that Comey hates Trump. Comey is very bitter about being fired. Just, again, you must have had this in your life. You get some employee and you fire him, and all of a sudden it's your fault. Comey is clearly extraordinarily hostile to Trump, but he also, frankly, had contempt for the Attorney General under Obama and the Attorney General, you know, Sessions under Trump. It was an amazing performance. But the key thing to me was that I think Congress should now intervene and should abolish the independent counsel, because Comey makes so clear that it's the poison fruit of a deliberate manipulation by the FBI director leaking to the New York Times to deliberately set up this particular situation. And I think it's very sick.
Mr. Speaker, he lied to Congress and said he was not responsible for any leaks previous to that. Isn't that true?
That's right. And that's why I think everything we're now learning, and this goes back to my book, Understanding Trump. You know, Trump is not a traditional politician. Trump is not a guy, I think part of the reason he gets frustrated is he thought when he won the election, people would say, well, that was fair and square, now let's work together. Instead, the left has become tremendously bitter and basically said, look, I'd rather tear down the country than work with you. And I think it's been a great frustration to Trump to realize that these people are not going to give him an inch.